Tragedy over the weekend as a baptism ceremony on the Yixgay River and in the river waters itself, of course, led to people being swept away. The emergency services in Gauteng are still trying to find some of those bodies, but calling off the search because of the state of the river right now. It raises all kinds of questions. We've been chatting about them quite a lot here. One of them is, are these surges of water predictable? Can you time and find out exactly where the surge will be? And of course, there are areas that are known, I would think, as being more dangerous than others. Tjeerd Driessen is a flood resilience expert at Royal Huskoning DHV and joins me now on 702 Drive to share some insights. Mr. Driessen, welcome and thanks very much for your time. How accurately can a rise in waters, presumably not just levels, but the speed of the water, be predicted on a stretch of river like the Yixgay? Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon. The forecasting of floods in such an urban river really depends on several things. So you can think of good meteorological forecasts or weather forecasts are important. You need to have a good system in place that can make the forecast. And then thirdly, it's also important to see, can the warning that the system creates be also be disseminated to the people on the ground? So do the people on the ground really receive the warning in time? And the last thing is especially important because these events can happen very quickly, so sometimes in a matter of 30 minutes.
So when you say very quickly, I mean, would that be from the beginning of a downpour to the river shifting into that kind of perilous state?
Correct, yeah.
Yeah. So who tracks this? Does the Weather Service do it? Do you and others do it? I mean, before we talk about how the information is shared, who's generating it in the first place?
So around the world, there are different early warning systems in place. In South Africa, the South African Weather Service is responsible for flash flood warnings. So the South African Weather Service has a system called the Flash Flood Guidance System. And that is a system that is able to provide warnings to catchments, so that's not on the street level, but on the catchment level, if a flash flood warning is expected, or if a flash flood is expected. And this is done by using forecasted rainfall.
So you'll tell me if this is realistic or not, but is it possible, firstly, to plot what we know about the course and geological base of the Yixgay River and say this stretch is not dangerous, but this stretch is? I mean, do we know enough about a particular river to be able to say this is the really treacherous part or parts?
Yeah. No, we can. We can definitely do that. And an example is, for example, a project that we finished last year for the City of Johannesburg, also for the Yixgay River, among others, where we looked at townships like Alexandra and Diepsloot, and actually did flood modeling and also assessed the actual risk that people face in those areas. And that can help urban planners to, inform their planning for the future, but it could also help disaster managers to better respond to floods.
So if we were able to do that, and then you talked about understanding rainfall and the speed at which it can transform circumstances, if we were to take the Yixgay and perhaps cross-map that information against somebody doing research on the ground, where are the regular spots that people use, for example, for ceremonies and ritual like this? Could we not construct some kind of on-the-ground warning system where people are literally waiting at the river and say, it's been pouring with rain, don't get in? There would obviously need to be negotiation and some kind of respectful conversation, but at least on the ground saying, listen, step in that water and you run the risk of losing your life.
No, I think that's definitely possible. I think also what is important to say that I understood that also for this weekend, South African Weather Service gave out the warnings for flash floods in the Gauteng area. But it's indeed important that we localize this on certain areas, that we also know which areas specifically are going to be affected by flooding. Because my personal opinion is that flash flood warning is not detailed enough for people to really act on it, right? So if we have certain locations that are often used by communities. We need to also connect it with maybe meteorological data, so weather data,
yes,
or with flood modeling data.
So, I mean, I realize from what you're saying, Mr. Dreesen, many moving parts. We've got the weather service, we've got the authorities, we've got community liaison people who perhaps get to know the churches and who's coming to the riverbank at various times of the year. And, you know, it may well be a bit of a logistical nightmare, but let's go back to the beginning of the process. When that warning goes out, does it go to what? National disaster management systems, local ones? Who actually gets it?
It goes for sure to the municipalities, and
right,
they can then inform community leaders, for example, about this warning as well. They can inform then the disaster managers or emergency responders to go into the fields and prepare for what they're expecting. So that is, it's important that a warning is coming through. But I think also in general, you know, not just looking at the warning, I think in general, it's also important that there is more awareness raising in communities about the risks of the rivers that are, that we're actually living alongside on.
And just finally, I mean, one of the other consequences, we're very much focusing on the tragedy of the weekend, but would be damage to structures and so on. You talked about information and understanding of the river being shared with town planners. I suppose that's bedeviled, though, by the fact that most or many of the settlements on the riverbanks are informal.
Yeah, that's correct. So that's a big challenge, of course. You know, what you see in South Africa as a whole is, I think, that in the flood-prone areas, you mostly have informal settlements or poorer communities living. So that's kind of an unfair distribution, you could say. And that's important to take into account also what is the risk doing in those areas. Huh? So you can think of early warnings as one measure, but you can also think on how can we plan,
yes,
areas better, but also how can we plan them in a way that it's more greener or that there's more nature involved, less paved areas, etc. as well, because those measures will also reduce the chance of flash flooding downstream.
Thank you very much, Tjeerd Dreesen, flood resilience expert for Royal Haskoning DHV. I mean, people who are involved with the churches and religious groups that do use the rivers in this way, and understand them, are they? Is it a coordinated group? Are they easy to connect with? Is it a wide range of churches? My ignorance on this is comprehensive, but if we were to take this to its logical conclusion and say the weather service gets the information, people like Mr. Dreesen and others related to him can perhaps understand and localize and focus on where the greatest risk is, what about the challenge of communication? Am I underestimating it? Give me a call if it's a world you know something about. 28 minutes past 5.